With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Environmental Protection Agency says another Libby Asbestos Superfund site unit is ready to be delisted. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the public has 30 days to comment on delisting the former vermiculite export plant.
The former vermiculite mine spread deadly asbestos throughout the greater Libby area in the mid-1900s. The 8 units that make up Libby's Asbestos Superfund cleanup site are all in different stages of management. The EPA's Mike Sirian says W.R. Grace's former export plant is ready for the final phase, delisting.
After all the work was done and completed, it's now the riverfront park in the city of Libby, Montana.
This would be the second Libby Superfund unit to be delisted. The move comes as the EPA is preparing to hand off ongoing management of the 2 units that consist of Libby and Troy to Lincoln County and the state. That's slated to happen April 1st. The EPA is taking comments on delisting Riverfront Park through February 24th. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Plans for construction of the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline inched forward last week with several approvals at the federal and state levels. But opponents in South Dakota say they haven't given up on preventing or at least slowing the pipeline's construction. TC Energy, the Canadian company building the pipeline, has laid out plans to begin construction this year in several states. The company plans to move equipment to construction sites starting in February and prep worker accommodations in March. But before pipe is laid in the ground, legal battles loom. Montana saw wage growth in 2019, but an economic slowdown is expected in coming years, according to University of Montana researchers. The Bureau of Business and Economic Research released its annual outlook today in Helena. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Patrick Barkey, director of the Economic Research Bureau, says Montana's workforce and economy face new challenges, but it has good recent momentum. The new BBER report gives a big picture on the state's economic outlook through the lens of growth of non-farm earnings in Montana. Those earnings grew 2.7% in 2019, a tick above initial expectations. Barkey highlighted Montana's tight labor market, the narrow window between the number of open jobs and the unemployed workers available to fill them.
It's been a good thing for workers. Having lots of jobs available has helped push up wages. And that's really fueling part of this prosperity in the U.S. and the Montana economy.
But Barkey says unemployment rates are an inadequate measure of labor market health. He says a tight labor market is making it more difficult for businesses to find good workers. BBER's economic outlook says recent growth in wages tilts to the west and southwest areas of the state. The report says some of the largest recent wage gains were in Park and Gallatin County, at 7.1% and 6.5% respectively. In comparison, Yellowstone and Flathead counties saw comparatively low wage growth at 0.5%. Barkey says it's unclear if the nationwide economic expansion seen since the end of the last recession will come to an end soon. But he adds,
we're going to see a fairly significant slowdown in the state economy as we go forward.
That means earnings could still grow in the state, but the report says the rate of that growth will be much slower. According to data from the Pew Charitable Trust, Montana's personal income growth since the end of the Great Recession is above the national average. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A Navajo Nation company says it has an agreement to pay outstanding taxes and royalties on 3 large coal mines that it bought last year in Wyoming and Montana. The Navajo Transitional Energy Company says it made its first payment in December under an installment agreement with the Department of Interior. The company took over the Antelope and Cordero Rojo mines in Wyoming and the Spring Creek mine in Montana in October from bankrupt coal firm Cloud Peak Energy. It agreed to pay tens of millions of dollars in royalties and taxes accumulated since May. A group in Montana has announced plans to start the state's first domestic violence speciality court. Billings Gazette reports that Alternatives Incorporated and Justice of the Peace David Carter are leading the proposal after securing a $44,000 grant to research the idea. Group members do not yet have a plan to fund the court long term or know how to determine which cases are eligible for the court. Carter and others on an adversary committee exploring the proposal say they envision the court as a one-stop shop for people experiencing domestic violence, including the ability to obtain housing assistance. A cryptocurrency mine in Butte is back in operation after being shut down for 2 months due to the arrest of its majority owner on charges of cryptocurrency investment fraud. Kevin Washington, a minority owner of CryptoWatt, and operator Rick Tabish went to court to have a receiver appointed to run the company. Early Sunday, the power was turned back on, and more than 35,000 servers in seven buildings gradually came to life, performing calculations that are rewarded in payments via Bitcoin. Tabish said he negotiated a lower-priced power contract than they had before they shut down. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.